I knew I wanted to go to graduate school in psychology. By now it's junior year. So in getting some advice on it, one of the priests at St. Sebastian's was a doctoral psychologist. And maybe I got the advice from him. Anyway, I got the advice that I would clearly need a lab-based experimental psychology course. And they didn't have that at Notre Dame. So I looked around Boston. This goes to show the serendipity of how these things unfold. And at BC, it turned out they had 6 credits in 6 weeks, plus it included a lab course. So the course met 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and it happened to be taught by Cartella. I wasn't sure how I would take to it because this was clearly the more scientific side of psychology. Remember, I was coming at it from the humanitarian point. But it turned out I was very intrigued by it. I just used a little bit of it today. My grandson was looking for an experiment to do, so I gave him the moon illusion experiment. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of our lab in
great.
Psychology, the moon illusion. So I talked to it and also talked to him, my mentor. And he had worked with Wolpe himself, Cartella. In those days, Cartella was an experimental psychologist himself. He got his degree here at BU.
Yeah.
His day job was being an experimental psychologist. He had some experiences himself that were in clinical settings, where he had, maybe it was in a hospital, he had at some occasion where he had actually worked with patients under supervision. Clinical psych programs were kind of few and far between in those days anyway. So he did have these clinical interests. And so he had gone to work with Wolpe, everybody heard about him. Behavior therapy, what's that? They had that one book he had written, Wolpe. He was bouncing around the world, Wolpe. Finally found a home in Philadelphia. And he had this summer institute. And, you know, the word behavior therapy was even used. He had gotten to know Eysenck, Wolpe had. And so Cartella was very intrigued by that and came back very excited. I was getting ready to leave BC, he recommended that I go there. And the connection was, it's unlikely that Joe Wolpe would have accepted Cartella because he wasn't, after all, a clinician. Cartella's mentor here at BU was a guy named Leo Rainier. He was a student of Spence in Iowa.
Oh, wow.
So he was very, very well trained. But when he got out of Iowa in the late 40s, there were no jobs. And so he, being somewhat adventurous himself, got on a boat. He heard something about there possibly were jobs in South Africa. Somebody said, yes, we would have a position in Cape Town. Got on a freighter or something, you know, making his way to Cape Town.
Wow.
And they met. And so Rainier was his supervisor. And then Rainier came and got a job in Boston, where he and the early to mid-50s supervised Joe Cartella. But of course he stayed in touch with Wolpe, who by now was in the States, having escaped South Africa with just the clothes on his back, you know, as an anti-apartheid guy back then. So that's a long way around how Joe got to work with Wolpe, and then how I got to work with Wolpe. And then, to complete the circle, 20 years ago, Rainier, having lived out most of his career at BU and having just only recently retired and never having BU like many of the old-time APA programs, and BU was one of the original ones, had a very strong traditional psychoanalytic approach. So every first-year student took a full year of psychoanalytic theory that was required. What Rainier was doing by this time, which was kind of, you know, the Wolpean beginnings of behavior therapy, was got no respect and was actively disparaged. We were given no whatsoever in university. So then, 22 years ago, I get invited to come down to BU, take over and rejuvenate the program. And so we had a big reception, president of the university, the provost, everybody came. It was Leo Rainier, you know, and his colleagues all those years, and basically, you know, it's much more polite than this, but I told you so. He got great satisfaction out of that.